Blog Talk Radio.
Silhouettes of tiny breath holding on. Little tears and all the years holding on. Oh,
hello, everyone, and good evening, and welcome aboard to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals, number 294 shows and counting. And I want to go over a couple of things before we do get started here, bring our guests on. My name is Debbie Dahmer. I am the producer and host for Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals. And all these shows are coming in live and archived on Blog Talk Radio. And also, if you miss the show, any of the shows, or you come in late, you can always go back to them, ladies and gentlemen. Listen and share 24/7, 365 days a year. The share button is on the left side of the radio promo screen on Blog Talk Radio. To all of them, www.blogtalkradio.com/voices carry for animals. And also, you can listen in worldwide, unlimited listeners. So the more voices and action takers out there, everyone, the better and faster the changes will come through for our animal friends in need and distress. So if you can, please put a little love in your heart and do your part for them, because they cannot speak out for themselves. They're defenseless, helpless, voiceless, and innocent. Okay, so we all got to do our part here and make it happen, the positive changes here coming in 2021. And keep going, because there's still a lot of issues out there that need attention, and we have to do what's necessary to make it possible. So I want to get started with the show. I'm having a guest back from last February, and he did an awesome interview along with Representative Dan Daley for Alley's Law. And I wanted to bring up Dave Hine, the creator of Alley's Law here in Florida. He passed away last November. May he rest in peace, and prayers go out to his family and friends. And Dave's voice will carry on. But I'll, with this story on Alley, it's very sad out there. And Alley's not alone. So we have to do something, everyone, to make it, their lives and futures better for them, because there's no excuse for animal abuse or elderly abuse, child abuse, all of them. So we have to be their voices and be strong ones and take that action. But I want to bring on my guest this evening.
For Alley's Law.
For Alley's Law. And Florida Senator Jason Vizo. Yeah, you're live and on the air. Are you area code 321? Hello? Hello? Hold on 1 second. Okay, area code 305. You're live and on the air. Is this Florida Senator Jason Pizzo?
Yep, this is Jason.
Hey, how are you, Jason? Welcome back. I should call you Senator Jason, okay?
Nah, you can call me Jason. That's fine.
Okay, but welcome back to the show. I was all excited about having you back on from last February for Ali's Law, which, you know, it died, the bill died, and hopefully it gets passed this year. If we got a lot of, you know, action takers out there, and it takes teamwork to see any victories. So let's strive for that. And all you listeners, I will be taking calls, comments, or questions for Jason at towards the end of the show. And that phone number, it's the same every week, everyone. Area code 310-982-4270. And you'll be in the queue. We got a packed house again this evening. Want to thank all you listeners. Just press 1 when you're in the queue and alert me to you want to speak to the senator, okay? And please try to refrain from any voices in the background or, you know, TV, radios, and you're more than welcome to come on board. And I will be taking calls at the latter part of the show. But go right ahead, Jason. We want to get on the subject here of Senate Bill 216, reporting animal cruelty. So, and that was just filed, I believe I seen January the 7th. Is that correct?
That is correct. Uh-huh. I mean, we've obviously had the draft since last year, but we refiled the bill along with Representative Dan Daley in the House, and we're going to do the bill in the Senate. And so we're ready to go.
All right. That's good news. That's inspiring news. And I know Dave Hine, he would be so inspired for this to be happening because he has fought so hard. And although, you know, I passed along the information, his sister Sue, and she was passing along to other family members about this show this evening. And hopefully this hits a victory for 2021 because it needs to. But you want to go ahead and tell a little bit about Ali's Law? And
sure. But what I think would be more appropriate at this time really is to talk a little bit about Dave Hine.
Yes.
So you can readily find him on the internet. Dave was a special soul, just a really good and decent person, and just fell in love. I mean, loved his wife dearly, but had Allie, this beautiful little special canine soul, so to speak, that he would carry around like a baby, like in the baby pack. And he was he was aggressive and passionate as you can be, but just the nicest way about him. So it was never offensive about his passion, his concern, and his wanting, you know, for things to change and for injustice, you know, to see a wrong and try to right it, as they say. So I remember Rep. Daley had reached out to me, that his wife Tasha had informed that we had lost Dave, that Dave had passed. But we wanted to reassure the family that we're absolutely, in, especially in his honor, and whenever we have the opportunity to do so, to talk about what the wonderful work he did. You know, he was the adoptive dad of Allie. Allie with her painted nails. So we took around the Florida Senate, and we walked in office to office last year. Dave's like, you know, how he came to me, he goes, how do we get some of these other senators maybe to co-sponsor or, you know, to endorse the bill? I said, well, let's, can I borrow your dog for a second? He goes, yeah. So we just walked around the entire building, and whoever was in their office, we like put Allie in their arms and said, you know, co-sponsor or else. And I think we got up to like 22 co-sponsors or something in one afternoon exercise doing that. So, I was, you know, before a legislator, I was a prosecutor, and I handled the violent crimes, and I handled animal cruelty, a lot of animal cruelty cases, whether they were slaughterhouse cases or mistreatment or fighting, or whatever. And, you know, it's a special and sensitive place in my heart for, you know, the mistreatment of animals, to bring justice to those people, to prevent it. You know, the long known correlation between the treatment of animals and the treatment of people, and the dangerous triangle, the demon triangle, what they call it, that how you treat animals is how you treat children, and how you treat family members and other people, and the violence that ensues. So we just, on behalf of Dave, it's his idea. The genesis was out of his passion and his own experience to bring forward the idea that when animals that have the greatest propensity or greatest likelihood to be in front of vets or vet techs, whatever, that those crimes or suspicions of crimes be reported. You wouldn't think it would be that big of a deal, but there was a lot of pushback.
And it should report, whether because just like with, you know, if a child gets abused or, you know, elderly, it has to be reported to the police. You know, we have to be their voice, and same with the animals. The animals can't call the police themselves, so we have to do it for them. And there's still a lot of states that a veterinarian is not required to call the police. That's sad.
Right. Florida has very specific laws as it relates to the mandatory reporting of child abuse and you know, who has a duty to do that. And, you know, and even medical professionals have duties, you know, heightened duties as well. So, you know, we did have resistance last year from a number of veterinarians that felt like we were putting them in an untenable situation, fear of retaliation from people. But, you know, if you witnessed and saw domestic violence inside of a veterinarian clinic or an office, you'd report it. So it was tragically ironic, I guess, to hear and to see those professionals who have studied for and worked towards the protection and care and health of animals to push back against the care and health and protection of animals, I guess you could say. You know, it was, I don't know. But I think this year we're going to be a little less sensitive to others' concerns as it relates to your point, which is the truth. The truly helpless and the animals can't speak, you know, and very often don't, even if sometimes when they're human, they can't. So we need to protect the vulnerable and the most helpless.
Oh, yes, I totally agree with you because, you know, that'll eliminate some of this, you know, these, you know, abusers out there. Because if they get by with it one time, they're most likely going to do it again and again. You know, because there's no, you know, a slap on the wrist. So we got to block them, you know, curb this issue. And that would be a great, you know, thing to do, Allie's Law. And, you know, if everyone wants to visit Allie's Law on Facebook, you know, there's several pictures. She's just so adorable. And I know she misses Dave, Jason, so bad. You know, he loved her so much. And he, you know, I could just imagine. Because, you know, our pets are our furry loved ones. And when we bring them in our home, they become our furry loved ones. Our furry daughters and sons. And they're used to us and they trust us. And, you know, so I can feel Allie's pain out there, you know, for the missing him so bad. And I hope that justice served on Allie's Law, not just for Allie, but all victims out there that, you know, cats, dogs, whatever the case may be, you know, that there's justice is served, because that's what we need, that powerful word, justice. And I hope this Allie's Law is a victory, and that's a powerful word. And we all, you know, want to see happen, because it's uplifting. It's good news. It's inspiring news. So we got to do what we can out there. And also on the website, everyone, if you want to check out Allie's Law, there is on there. It was for the during 2020, you know, Dave was posting. I had spoke to Dave Hine, probably was late October. It was early October, and on Facebook, and I'm keeping all his messages in memory of him, but I was supposed to bring him back on air in January, and but he passed away. So I'm so, you know, it's inspiring to keep this bill going, because he deserves it, and so does Allie and all victims out there. You know, Senator, you know, everything that you've seen, even, you know, out there, you know, reading articles, it's not a pretty picture. and there's no excuse for animal abuse. So, you know, they're getting neglected, abused, you know, tortured. I mean, this list goes on. And they have no, you know, voice out there. So everyone, you know, call your, you know, state senators and reps and please be politeful and respectful to get your point across because, you know, together we can all make a difference. We just got to at least try. And how to reach them is area code 202-224-3121. And then I'm going to ask for your zip code. And this is during Monday through Friday business hours. And then you want to speak to your state rep or your senator, and then they'll transfer you over. If you, you know, or after hours, you can leave a voicemail, you know, even on weekends. So just, you know, be polite and courteous, and then you'll get a lot farther. And get your, you know, you can fill out a constituent bill proposal or constituent bill proposal form, request one of those. Be the start of legislation, just like Dave Hine was. And he got with the, you know, the reps and the senators, and he was just working so hard. And to see that draft get approved and in 2020, so let's see it, you know, happen in 2021 because it deserves it all the way. And we got a lot of calls coming in, Jason. You want to start taking them in?
Well, actually, one of them might actually be Dave's wife, Tatia. I gave her the number to call in. So if Tatia comes on, I'd love to have her say a few words.
Okay, do you know her area code?
Yeah, 321.
There's two of them calling from 321, but I'll take them both, okay? No problem at all.
All right, go ahead.
Yes, this is great. Thank you for calling Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals. You are live and on the air, area code 321. You got any questions or comments for the guests? Florida Senator Jason Pizzo. Go right ahead. Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, go right ahead. Just speak up a little bit, ma'am.
Hi, this is Tasha, Dave's wife, and I want to thank everybody for calling in today and the support of everybody on social media, everybody Dave has been hanging around with, the words of encouragement, and we had just spoken about it that Friday and Saturday before he died on Sunday morning. He was going to call Senator Pizzo and Daley and discuss, you know, what it was going to take because he was very adamant that 2021 was the year that Alley's Law would be take effect. We had bipartisan in both houses. So I hope that everybody calls in, supports this bill. It gets passed. It was my husband's last probably dying wish. If he was dying and he knew it and he wanted something to be done, it would be to get Alley's Law passed to make sure these animals have a voice to be heard and for the vets to start calling and inciting on animal abuse because it's just, you know, I look at every day her scars on her arms, her ears. It looks like her head was, you know, probably peeled off. You know, her ears don't stand straight up for a Boston Terrier, and that's the cutest little thing out of all of them. And I hope that Bull will get what's coming to him, that we can make a forward improvement in our system, the way we do things. And I just really hope that Dave's legacy lives on because he worked effortlessly and tirelessly about getting this bill written. He would be up in the middle of the night on his computer laptop, you know, pecking away at those computer keys and writing a letter here, writing a letter there, you know, adding to a bill, changing the wording. So I'm hoping that this will pass this year and his legacy lives on.
Yes, and thank you so much for calling in. And you and your family and his friends have my deepest sympathy, you know, and condolences.
Thank you.
Dave was an awesome man, a wonderful man. And this
he was, and him and Allie were the two peas in a pod and partners in crime. He would put her in that little baby carrier and walk around for hours. She loved it. Everybody couldn't believe she would just fall asleep, and he would just be walking around, you know, if he went to a park or he went, you know, to a store or something and they allowed animals. He had her in a little pet carrier, and there they those two went.
Oh.
It was the cutest little thing.
Mm. Hey, dogs, animals, man's best friend, woman's best friend, and, you know, animals, children, all of them.
Yeah.
You get close to them, you know, open your heart to them. It's magical. It's awesome, beautiful. Yes.
Yeah, he would go on a business vacation. He would go on a business meeting, and he would come back, like, he went to Vegas to, you know, do some business stuff, and he would come home, and Allie would have four or five T-shirts, you know, that she could wear, and I would have one. I said, well, I see where I rank around here.
Mm-hmm.
So he just, Allie misses her daddy, and don't worry, daddy's probably at the Rainbow Bridge, you know, directing traffic on all the animals that are passing. That's probably his job now, is to wave everybody over that needs to, you know, at the bridge.
Yes.
So one day we'll see him again.
Yes. And he's walking with you every step of the way. Every day.
When Dave was up at the Capitol, he made a lot of serious men and women kind of melt and go soft and not be so serious walking through the halls. And we had some great times here, some great laughs, and Allie and Dave brought a lot of joy to a place that's usually a little solemn, a little too serious. So we have great hopes for this year. Tatya, I'm so glad you called in.
Thank you.
Yes.
For letting me call in.
Hey, anytime. You know, I'm going to have more shows on this, okay? So I'll lurch in. And Senator Jason is always welcome back. And thank you, Jason, for everything you're doing and being so supportive on this bill. Senate Bill 216, everyone, reporting animal cruelty. And just to rephrase the audience, Allie was a four-year-old Boston Terrier, suffered at the hands of her human caretakers. They left scars on her face, ears, and legs. The horrific circumstances that she suffered through have been recognized as a situation of abuse by a veterinarian in the past, yet no authority was notified. Until she was rescued from her abusers, no one spoke for her. Violence against animals does not stop with animals' mistreatment. Research has found that there is correlation between animal abuse and abuse among humans, including child and domestic violence, everyone. So please support this bill. I mean, just make that call, your emails, you know, get out there and take action, because there's millions and millions of us out there. So the more voices and action takers, the faster the changes will be made. Let's see a victory. And Dave Hine, his voice is carrying on, everyone, for Allie and every victim, animal victim out there of abuse and neglect. So let's do what right. And, ma'am, you could stay on the line. I'm going to have another call from 305 calling in. If you're area code 305, you're more than welcome to, you know, have any questions or, you know, for the guest. Hello?
Sure.
Hold on 1 second here. You can call back in. I think I lost her somehow. But area code 305, here we go. You're live and on the air. Go ahead. This thing is packed, everyone. This is good news, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, area code 321, you're live and on the air. Go ahead.
Yes.
Right here, you have comments or questions for the guests. Go right ahead.
I do. Senator Pizzo, can you hear me?
I can.
This is Dr. Parato Wagner. It's good to hear your voice again.
Oh, this
Hello,
is great.
So I was up there with...
Hi,
there with Dave. Hey, hi, Tosh. Good to hear your voice. I miss Allie's kisses. I just want to say to Senator Pizzo, please extend my thanks to all of your colleagues, especially Representative Daley, who rewrote the language in such a way that it is exactly what we had in mind. It's
absolutely.
I cannot imagine that my colleagues, I'm a veterinarian for those who don't know, I cannot imagine that my colleagues will fight this. It gives them protection in Florida law that did not, that currently does not exist. There's no reason to fight this. So I'm hoping that that my colleagues will get on board with this and we can get it passed.
Yeah, I know. Maggie from my office, I also know, got a lot of input from the Animal Legal Defense Fund, too, on this. They were very helpful.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah, the language is perfect. This should become the model bill across the country, in my opinion.
Yes.
From your lips to the Senate chamber's ears.
If there's anything that I can do, I don't want to step on anybody's toes, but if there's anything that I can do, please let me know.
Will do. You have my contact info, right?
I do.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in, okay?
Thank you for hosting this. I appreciate the opportunity to get the word out.
Yes, and I appreciate all you do, too. You know, the more help for our animals, the better it is. So please keep up the great job. And a big shout out to Maggie Gearson for connecting me twice with Senator Jason. And I hope you're listening in. But that's where it starts. That teamwork is awesome. But area code 407, you're live and on air. We got a packed house here, Senator. This is awesome. Again. 2021 starting out good with these audiences. Go ahead, Eric. You have any comments or questions for the guests, please? Erico 407.
No comments or questions. Just want to support Dave and this hope that people take it seriously to pass this law in his honor.
Yes.
Thanks for calling in. Thanks for your support.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, and if anybody else wants to call in, press that 1, and if you're in the queue, area code 310-982-4270, and press 1, and I will let you in. Here we go. Area code 530, you're live and on the air. Thanks for calling in Animal Advocates Radio. Go right ahead.
Yes, hi, good evening. This is Jennifer Kennedy. Hi, Debbie.
Hey, how you doing, Animal Warrior sister?
Good. How are you?
Still 2021.
yes,
right
let's
ahead.
Make this a good year for the animals, shall we?
Yes.
Yes, well, thanks for having me on for comments. Wanted to extend a hello to Senator Pizzo. I'm actually... We're lobbying with the League of Humane Voters and Renee for Dylan's dog training law. And
yep.
So we will be connecting with your office, I understand, sometime this week. So thank you so much for having the animals as a priority on your agenda. And thank you for championing Allie's law. I was on a podcast a while back with Dave. I will echo the sentiment, the connection when I spoke with him, just a very wonderful, wonderful man. And his connection with Allie, the different posts that I saw, I remember one where he had her, I believe he had her sitting on the drying or the washing machine, and they were doing laundry together with her little pink nails, and it's just the cutest thing ever. So it'll be wonderful to see this bill passed and to hopefully, yeah, elevate the standards. Because, I mean, for as far as veterinarians, in my opinion, you think first do no harm, just like in the human world. Is to first do no harm. And when I first started in animal advocacy, I remember, I believe it's been a couple years ago, and maybe in your research, Senator Pizzo, maybe you had heard about it, but that in Kentucky, up until fairly recently, veterinarians reporting animal cruelty was actually illegal.
Correct. That's correct.
So it was. They had a lot of pushback from, I guess, the agricultural community, because in that community they do a lot of the artificial inseminating, and so they kept getting pushback whenever a bill was presented to have cruelty reported in the veterinary practices, and it kept the bills that were presented kept dying because of that particular issue. So I'm glad they finally were able to overcome that problem. And to my understanding, Kentucky finally, at least it's not illegal. I haven't looked at the actual language, but they were the only state that where it was illegal to report animal cruelty at a veterinary practice. So I'm anxious to see this move forward, and I'm glad to hear that the language is to the point where is being promoted to be a standard so for other states. So that's really exciting.
You are very right about Kentucky. I think it was in July, I remember, June or July. Mm-hmm. So now all 50 states at least allow reporting, and some actually require it, but, you know, we're the allow, we're not the required.
Right.
But Kentucky still got a carve out for farm animals, I think. So on the domestic side, as far as pets are concerned, yes, but there's still an exception where you really, you're not required as a veterinarian on farm animals.
On agricultural animals? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't remember hearing that part of it, but, I mean, I guess that, I mean, it's a step at least. Because as many of us advocates know, bless the hearts of Kentucky, they have a little bit of catching up to do.
I'm not a terribly incremental kind of guy, so yeah, it bothers me a little bit, you know.
Right. Yes. Well, let's hope Allie's Law champions ahead and can help raise these standards across the board. So we'll keep fighting. So excited to see what hopefully will be in store for a victory for Allie and for Dave and all of his family. So thank you so much for all you're doing to champion and moving it forward. And hopefully we'll get some success with Allie's and Dylan's as well. And this year should be a good one for the animals.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you calling in. And I know Dave's wife, Tatia, does as well. Dave was a special guy.
Absolutely. You could tell just talking to him, and that he was a very, very caring person. And the bond he shared with Allie was just very super special. So I really would like to see it move forward for him and Allie. So thank you so much.
The victory would be a good one, wouldn't it, Jennifer? And Jennifer's a former guest on my show. She has done several shows. Thank you, Jennifer, for all you're doing. She hits a lot. She multitasks out there, getting the word out for our animal friends. You are a relentless woman. glad.
Like I said, when you have an obsession and a passion that you can't shake, it just takes over. It consumes you, and you just you go into auto mode, and you just can't help yourself.
That's right. Hey, it's very heartfelt and heartwarming what you're doing, okay?
Thank you.
We've got to at least try.
Absolutely. Well, things are looking really, really good so far for both Dylan's Law, and it sounds like Allie's Law is moving forward. So I think we're going to get somewhere. We're looking for some victories.
That's right. And you know what, Jennifer, I'm looking forward to having you back on the show, so I'll be getting with you, okay?
Yes, we'll schedule something.
It's going to be another great year for the animals, everybody, on this radio show. And not only just talking about it, but taking action is the key to unlock the door for all changes to be made for them. Because this platform is not enough. We have to go and take action, everybody, and be their voices.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
And you know, I was trying to recall, without maybe graphic detail, I'm trying to remember exactly the scenario that Allie how Allie was found. Do you mind sharing a little bit further on the story, kind of how it came about with Allie, how Allie was discovered? Because I'm trying to remember that connection, how that happened.
If she was she was one of many. Katya, do you want to tell it?
She was, I believe Dave found her on Craigslist. That's a call from the rescue group, but she was originally in labor for 24 hours. One of the babies was stuck and she couldn't progress, and the people finally took her to the vet. And she had a C-section for the last one. And while she was there, they're like, we don't want her, but where are the puppies? Where's her baby? And usually the vet does not separate mom and babies. They keep them all together. So we were thinking that the vet tech was part of the with the breeder and stuff. She had had three litters of babies before she was 3 years old.
So
that's kind of like, you know, they said, you know, come get her, or, you know, they were basically going to throw her away. So that's, I remember going, it was on Christmas Eve. My husband and my godchild drove, and I came like up the Nellon area, somewhere up there, 2 hours to get her and bring her home. So he said that they basically, when they pulled in the driveway, she ran in, got in the car, went to the back, and that was it. She was gone. So thank God we rescued her, and you know, I just give her the life. We gave her the life that she probably has never, ever had. And, you know, it's different because she looks at stuff, you know, almost like a child walking for the first time. She's like, wow, look at this, or I can do this, I can do that. So, you know, she's just a wonderful, her temperament is so great. She's such a good dog. I just can't imagine somebody doing that to her. It just truly amazes me. And the other thing I wanted to point out, and I mean, I think I might get the numbers right, so Jason, if you want to correct me, but there is a somebody made a comment like, oh, so now if I step on a cockroach, I'm going to go to jail or something like that, I'm going to get reported. No, it's not like that, but there is a study show that the toxic triad between harm and animals, they end up abusing women or their spouse and other people. So this would help out law enforcement way early in time, you know, to see. Most women don't leave domestic violence because they will harm the animal to get them to come back from the shelter or wherever they're at. And Orange County in Orlando, it was the first to open up a shelter, a domestic violence shelter that you could bring your animal with you. So I think that's great, and we need to push for that, more funding or whatever, to get that more, you know, to do more for those shelters that women can actually, or men can actually leave without, you know, leaving the dog behind, you know, and worrying about that because they use it as a, you know, a thing to come on back. And so
yes,
I think this
sure.
is a great idea, trying to get, you know, this law passed, because I've heard things like, I don't even know how to even see animal abuse. I wouldn't even know. I never had any training on it. I said, you know, abuse when you see it. It's pretty obvious. And the fact that vets didn't have to report that, it just is mind-boggling to me, because I'm a nurse, and if I don't report that something's going on with a child, or I see a man hit a woman and I don't do anything about it, I could lose my nursing license.
Right.
So
it seems to be a no-brainer, right?
Yeah. Why do they get the free pass? You know, and I've heard a whole bunch of excuses from them about why they don't want to, you know, they don't want to get involved and this and that. We need to. the animals don't have a voice, and, you know,
no, absolutely.
You just have to get it done.
Well, and also, too, to my understanding, Representative Sam Killebrew, who is also one of our co-sponsors for Dillon's Law, he's introduced HB 45, which is, something similar that we passed in California a couple of years ago, which helps to cut down on puppy mill dogs coming into the state. So, I don't know. It sounds like maybe Allie was part of like a breeding setup. Sounds like perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
So this could be House Bill 45 could also help cut down on some of the, hopefully, some of this type of, puppy mill type dogs that are coming from these, a lot of these horrific mills as well.
Yeah.
That they're just breeding machines. So I'm so glad Allie sounds like such a wonderful home with your family. And it sounds like her face must be filled with wonderment then, going around and seeing, sounds like, new things and doing new things with your family that she may not have been able to engage in. So that's so sweet. She's such a darling little girl.
Yeah, she's getting hooked on my my mother came down and asked to help, you know, stay with me after Dave passed, and I think she's going to try and steal her. I'm going to have to check her luggage before she leaves.
Oh, no. Check her purse on her way out. It's like, Allie.
I actually saw her. She's actually now trying to play a little bit. For the first month, I would look over and she'd have a tear coming down her cheek, and it just, it broke my heart.
Missing Dad.
I said, Mommy's sad too, but, you know, Daddy's going to watch us and be our guardian angel.
Oh.
So, but slowly but surely.
Well, this law will be a wonderful thing for Dave's honor and memory, and for Allie. So think of all the animals that, it's going to be able to help in the future. So that's very heartwarming to know that, yes, that legacy will continue for Dave and Allie. So thanks for giving her a wonderful life.
Thank you. Easy. Yeah. She's a wonderful dog. She's wonderful.
You
I call her my
tell.
Daughter.
she's a doll. She's a real doll. You're blessed. Very blessed.
Yeah.
Aw.
Let's hope it goes through. And you know what else I would like to see is the animal abuser registry. You know, there's this petition. In fact, it's on petition and number 2 to Congress. And, you know, it's got, last time I seen, over 137,000 signatures. There's probably more than that now. But, I mean, to go nationwide, you know, just have them on a registry so we know, you know, somehow, some way, because, you know, they have the sex offenders registry. So why not the animals? That would be a good thing to bring up in 2021, everyone in your state. Get hold of your state rep.
Because they move from state to state. So, you know, you need some way of cross-referencing, like with any other, criminal history.
Yeah, because I know the one on, it's called Petition Number 2, Congress. And, you know, it'll get right to your state rep and senator, even the president. I think it's one of the best petitions out there. So if you ever want to check it out. And pass it, just look up, you know, animal abuser registry. I believe that's what it's under. But it says browser search also. But it's awesome.
Yeah, I do believe I've signed that one. I haven't seen what it's up to so far. Have you checked it recently, Debbie?
Not recently, but I'm going to. And if it needs any signatures, I'd like to know who the, you know, petition holder is, because that's what counts. If they don't download the signatures and, you know, get an appointment with the legislators, then it's just like spinning your wheels. All these petitions, you know, some of them I've been seeing going around for, you know, 5, 6, 7 years, and it's not moving.
Right.
So petition holders out there, you create a petition and please do something and get with your, you know, your legislator, state legislator, so you can, you know, move forward. But I will check that, Jennifer, and let you know how that's coming along. Because that one's nationwide, national.
Right. Well, hearing Senator Pizzo talk about the lobbying that it got to do with Dave and Allie, I'm totally jealous. It's like, dude, I want to go around and lobby with Allie. That would have been the best. It kind of reminds me, I'm not sure if anyone followed, Libre. Do you remember the story of Libre in Pennsylvania? Does anyone recall Libre's law and the conditions he was found in? He was actually a little Boston well. And he got Libre's law passed there, and he became like the mascot that his guardian, Janine Guido, I think are her names, and he got to visit the Capitol all the time, and he was like the celebrity getting all the photographs and everything, and everyone wants a picture with Libre. And so what more fun could it be to lobby with a darling little pooch in your arms? That if that doesn't convince, I don't know what will.
That's true.
Could I interject something here?
Yes.
This is Dr. Perotta Wagner again. It's really ironic that in Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania Veterinary Medical Association called the passage of Libre's law an incredible victory for animals in Pennsylvania. Wouldn't it be wonderful if the Florida Veterinary Medical Association would do the same thing for Allie?
Yes.
Are they given a lot of pushback?
No.
They did last year.
They did last year, but going forward, I'm going to be a little hard of hearing to some groups.
but it sounds like some of the language was changed slightly, but it sounds like kind of clean, like maybe more fine-tuned.
Yeah, listen, this wasn't like an academic exercise. They geared up. They hired a powerful lobbyist who came in and tried to sour the bill across the aisle and in other places. So, yeah. And then I kindly suggested that in good graces with me in the long term was probably more important than a temporary client. So, you know, this session is going to be a little different.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a nice way of saying we're going to get this done. So we actually have one of the motivators behind, you know, my interest in, my mom has 7 now adopted dogs that she ferries back and forth between Maine and New Jersey, and they're more spoiled than anybody. But I think we have one listener on named Jackie Johnson. Jacqueline Johnson used to take my son Julian to do actually like animal recovery missions, like when they would go and recover animals that were basically sent to slaughter. They would do horses and dogs, and we actually did a commercial during my first campaign of some of the animals they saved. So I want to give a shout out to Jackie Johnson, who got my kids early involved in the mission as well.
Nice.
He worked at Animal Services in Miami, where we sort of uncovered and exposed some inconsistencies over there too. So even after I left as a prosecutor, we helped some organizations and assisted some organizations with some help that ran into a lot of pushback, you know, in Okeechobee area, Florida, when the Animal Recovery Mission uncovered a bunch of abuses at the dairies. Didn't get a lot of traction because, you know, the dairies, the Larson family, that, you know, their name is on the veterinarian hospital or school, whatever, at the University of Florida. So no one was really receptive. And then just recently we had a big cockfighting operation in Miami-Dade. The cops came. They didn't arrest anybody.
We
had a sanctuary ready to take the birds, and then the animal services were like, no, they were using cockfighting. Well, which is it? If they were using cockfighting, then the people should be arrested for running a cockfighting operation. So we've had a lot of resistance even from prosecutors being able to follow through on those on those investigations. But Tati, I want to give you, like, you know, whatever time you want. Is there anything else you want to say or include?
I'm good if anybody has any questions.
Yes, if anybody has any questions for Tasha, Dave's Hines that passed away, the creator of Allie's and Senate Bill 216, please call in. We've got a packed queue here, everyone. So if you want to speak, press 1 to alert me and I'll let you in. Area code 310-982-4270, press 1. And I will let you in. Just try to refrain from any noises in the background. And you're more than welcome to come on board. Okay? So,
well,
it's been another great show there, Jason. Another great interview. And thank you for calling in, Tasha. This is awesome. Let's see this. Good to see a victory for Dave and Allie and all the animal victims out there of abuse and neglect. You know, that's what needs to happen.
For sure. What were some of Dave and Allie's favorite activities?
They used to run errands with him. Dave would have a massage every other week, and
nice.
Table right between his legs, and she'd fall asleep snoring.
Aww.
And then afterwards, when he was done, she would get a massage too from Miss Ethel, and then they would sometimes go to the park, run around. He went to a lot of functions to campaign, and other like, you know, or whoever one that was there to go and camp. Trying to get, you know, the more exposure, the better chances.
Right.
Telling the lobbyist, because the lobbyist was, you know, we don't like this, we don't like that. And Dave would, you know, he was so lenient. He'd be like, okay, I'll change that. I'll make that, you know, right. I'll do this, I'll do that. And I was like, it's all... they want everything changed, but they're not. It's not a give and take. It's take, take, take. And so I said, you're being far too nice right now, because, you know, you talk, you know, avoid stuff. And he basically told him she's got 1,800 followers and gaining on Facebook. He's like, you really don't want to give me another year to, you know, social media can kill. And kill people, you know, in their jobs. So he basically was from that, was headstrong and right, you know, changing the word, have which,
no.
Well, I mean, why do you know?
Tasha, still there? You're cutting out.
I think we're losing her there a little bit.
Reception. Yeah, I'm losing audio on her. I'm not sure if it's the Blog Talk or if it's her phone or, but she's cutting in and out. If you could speak up just a little bit, and maybe if you're
can
on
hear
speaker
me now?
Phone, yeah, go right ahead. Now you're coming in.
Okay. I just want to know if you're still paying Allie's nails. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
About a week after he passed, I got masks in the mail. He had face masks with her face on them.
Oh, that's adorable.
I totally broke down when I saw that. And then, of course, next was all these different colored nail polishes he bought for her.
Oh, that's so cute.
Allie's nails are better than mine.
Does she ever get French tip? maybe with a little diamond or something here and there.
We should bedazzle them.
Bedazzle her nails. There we go.
She likes the pinks and the purples.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, her nails are done all the time. She has a lot of dresses that
cute.
He bought her. Like, she probably has a better wardrobe than I do.
Oh, how precious. How precious. Well, it suits her to a T. She's such a girly girl. She's such a such a lady.
And I remember in Tallahassee, I was like, where's Allie at? You don't have her. I'm like, who has her? And he said, Bailey and Pizzo took her. They're running around.
Uh-oh, dog nap.
Office to office.
Dog
napping. Okay, well, as long as they return her.
There was one, I'll leave it with this. There was one senator who claims he doesn't like dogs. And there's a picture on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram of me with Allie leaning down into the face of that senator who said he didn't like dogs, and you'll see a huge smile on his face, leaning back, smiling at it, and, you know.
It's like, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
She won me over. Oh, how could she not? That face.
She definitely has that little face.
Matthew, thank you so much for calling in. Deb, thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Us.
Yes, I mean, this is awesome. This is another great show, everyone. And rest in peace, Dave Hine.
Yes,
all
yes.
All the family and friends out there, prayers and deep condolences. And we're not going to forget you, Dave. Gone but not forgotten.
No way.
Gone but will never be forgotten. Your voice
never.
And your name carries on. You're walking right beside us. Thank you. And this is great, everyone. And Tasha, thank you for calling in. And his sister, Sue, a big shout-out to her. You know,
nice
got
to meet you, Tatiana.
Yeah, so, and Senator R. Jason, thank you for being a guest again. This has been absolutely wonderful. Such an honor. And we're behind you. We're standing with you, okay, on Allie's Law.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much.
Spread the word, all you Florida residents out there. Make that phone call, email, you know, letter, saying please support it. And I believe it's in 2021 it will pass if we have enough, you know, strong leaders and strong supporters equal to strong victories, everyone. Teamwork
right.
is the key. So, but thank you, the doctor that called in, veterinarian, thank you for calling in. Another caller, of course. And Jennifer, thank you for calling in. You're a hard worker out there. Keep it up. Looking forward to having you on the show again. And Mike
Absolutely.
Is coming on the show next week, Jennifer, that wrote the
oh,
book.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yes. Mike Pizzelli. Yes. Yeah. He was gracious to pass along his very wonderful book on all the dogs and the photographs of the dog fighting dogs that he saved. Another lovely man. So I look forward to hearing his show, and he gifted me with his book. So I really appreciated that signed copy. And I was like, wow, it's special. So, yeah,
yes,
I look forward
a,
to hearing.
He sent me a copy, too. Yeah,
oh, yes, it's amazing, and the
yes.
work that he does. So,
yep.
yeah.
Next
so.
Week, everyone, Mike, it's a Bellis, it's a Bellisari.
Pizzelli, Mike
Pizzelli. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
He will
mm-hmm.
be coming on next Thursday. His book is called Last Day on the Chain. I believe that's
right.
what it is. And
right.
it's going to be another great show, everyone. He wrote this book. I received the book, and Jennifer did, too. And it is just, I mean, it's the beautiful book right there. There's terrible
very
things
touching.
To happen inside it, but it's put together very well.
Grab
but,
your tissue, I'll, though.
Yeah, you better get some tissues. And thank
yes,
you all you
tissues.
Callers for, you know, calling in. Thank you, Maggie Garrison, up, you know, connecting
yes.
Senator. A
nice to meet you, Senator
there.
Pizzo.
Yes, the Senator Pizzo, you rock, okay? Keep up
oh,
the great
thank
work.
You very much.
And another shout out to Representative Dan Daly. I was
He's
trying to get
plane.
Him, bring him on.
No, no,
but
Dan,
next,
Dan's yeah. on a plane home from Tallahassee. Yeah, so
okay.
otherwise he would have been here.
All right, thank you for that info.
Thanks, everybody.
I can always have him on again. And
absolutely,
everyone, please tune in next week, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, 4 o'clock Pacific. listen in worldwide. We stand up for all the animals in need and distress. So hope you tune in next week. Support Senate Bill 216, Florida, reporting animal cruelty. Everyone have
a
great evening and peaceful. And thank you, Tasha. And they be in our hearts and thoughts. Thank you all so much. Thank you for tuning in. May God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Nice meeting you all. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Another great show. Thank you all for making it happen. All in hand, united we stand against all animal cruelty and neglect across the land. Good night, everyone.